Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We are with Patricia Zona. She has written a book, her first book, and she calls it The Value of a Homemaker. Hello, Patty.
Hi.
So, The Value of a Homemaker, I have never been one to discount the value of the person that stays home and takes care of the business around the house. You evidently see it as great value. Talk a little bit about the theme of the book and how you came up with that title.
Well, it was funny. It was toward the end, and I wanted to do a tribute to homemakers. But originally, things would come into my head like, whatever happened to the first wife, or what happened to the original wife, you know. But the main thing is I wanted to do a tribute, but yet I wanted to touch on the effects of changes in life, you know, and many times it affects the home, the family, and it's a lot of times it's you're not even aware because it's part of life, and it's like we became the transient society, relocated and leaving friends and family and uprooting our children and always thinking that we're doing this for the best reasons. And they were, but other things come into play that sometimes isn't healthy or, but it's, you know, it's very insidious. You don't realize it.
So, Patty, are you saying the culture, the attitude, the environment of the home is a direct reflection of that person we call the homemaker?
Well, I think the influence, the outside influences also has a cause and effect. You know, I mean, I think it takes two, you know, especially if you're married, it's the husband and the wife, or the mother and the father. But when one becomes, well, when one becomes more than the other, like, I was the homemaker. I also gave up. I had a lot of talents, but I incorporated my gifts into my home so, you know, I could bring that into my home. My husband, his work drew him away from our family with his travels, with he did the world of mergers and acquisitions and hostile takeovers, and it changed him as a husband and a man and a father and a friend. It's a very important role that I think during a certain time, it was in the 80s, that the homemaker seemed to be devalued, and the philosophy, my husband at the time would come home and he realized what I was doing was important, but as the kids were growing up and out, you know, out of the house, then it was like, okay, you're not really necessary or needed as much, and if you're not working outside the home, then you're not contributing.
So, Patty, you were feeling devalued. And is this what inspired you to write the book?
No, that wasn't. I tell you the truth, I never felt devalued by myself. I always felt what I did was the most important. You know, I mean, it was even like, okay, I knew my worth. I knew my importance. But what I couldn't understand was the people around me that would expect or kind of disregard, and it kind of bothered me too that a lot of people say, oh, I'm just a housewife, or oh, I'd be so bored if I was you know, and it's like, why, how could you be? You know, your children have unique personalities. It's a fleeting time in life. And it's also one of those things where you can have, you can, you know, during that time of having my children, I also, I still continued my you know, my painting and my music, and I would take ballet and jazz classes, and I'd give back, too, also by, you know, maybe teaching CCD or getting involved in some kind of volunteer project that was important.
Patty, did you find yourself trying to be the perfect wife?
Yes, for sure. And not, and I wanted to be the perfect wife. I wanted to be the perfect wife. I wanted to be the perfect mother, but it's impossible. And it wasn't so much that I wanted to be perfect. I was a young mother. I was married to very young. I gave up a lot of my dreams too. But because I was married so young, I was determined to make it work. And I know my ex-husband at one time did too. And, you know, my book is also about, it's the value of the homemaker, but it is also about the dysfunction and corruption in unexpected places. And this is what I saw as I was, as my kids were growing up and going to college and leaving the home. And I'd see a tremendous change in attitude and a disregard. And then I would also see an arrogance, and that, you know, just changed my husband through the all the successes. But yet the success, the, all this, the financial successes and everything was built in our marriage.
So, Patty, the corruption and dysfunction you're talking about happened outside the home, but it was brought into the home by your husband and your children. I think that's what you're saying. So how did you deal with that as the homemaker?
Oh, I was busy. The funny thing, it was not really even funny, because toward the end, it was like when I had to be the strongest, had an injury. I also had I developed a virus. I was playing golf and they had sprayed the golf course, and I was telling my mother-in-law, I said, you know, boy, if you breathe that, you could become, I said, that seems very toxic. Well, shortly after that, I got really sick. And I don't know if it was a cold or the combination, but I had a high fever, and I got I was sick for, believe it or not, 6 months. And during this time, my throat was closing. I had a croupy cough. I could hardly talk. So this was at a time when I should have been the healthiest, but I was I had a low-grade fever, and I could hardly talk. I could hardly take a sip of water without, it was like my throat was actually closing. And a lot of tests and whatever, but the main thing was, during this time, my husband at the time he wasn't the type of husband, at least during this time. I became to him as a nuisance or a burden. He just didn't want to be bothered. One time I had to go into the emergency room, and he was so impatient, and it was kind of raining, and I said, you know, Rick, you don't have to stay here. I said, I'll just call you when the tests are over. And so he did leave, because he just didn't have the patience to be there. Well, when I called, he didn't pick me up, but he picked up my daughter. My daughter picked me up in her little Jeep, and it started raining, and the top was down, and it's almost kind of funny, but it also just shows you his priorities became his business. I mean, the corporate world became more important, took precedent over his family.
So the sickness made it tougher for you to be the homemaker you wanted to be, and to be the wife and the mother that you wanted to be.
Well, no, that was a revelation. This was toward the very end of our marriage. I mean, I gave the best in my marriage that anyone could have possibly have done. And like I said, the tremendous success was built in our marriage. We were married 28 years. But yet, when our daughter was going off to college, that is when, and it was during this virus that I had, I realized that Rick didn't care. He, in fact, when we did get divorced, he said he sacrificed his family for his career. And he would say at times, I don't know. I don't know. I'm torn. He says, sometimes I feel like my Ernst & Young or the bank is my family.
We're talking with Patty Zonis. She is the author of The Value of a Homemaker. So, Patty, let's cut right to the chase. What is the value of a homemaker? Talk about the power of a homemaker. Talk about how a healthy home and neighborhood creates a happy life.
Well, I think it's the most important thing, because if you have a happy, healthy home where your children feel safe, where they are, where they can grow and learn and be the best that they can be. We all need that. Every child needs that. And it's amazing where there's so many families have got. I remember when it didn't seem important to be a homemaker. In fact, people would say a housewife, and I say, no, I'm not married to my house. I'm a homemaker, and I will try and provide that to the best of my ability. Because I wanted my children to come home to a house that was, you know, that they could invite their friends, and I would know their friends, and they would feel comfortable being there, and I would have, you know, I would make dinners. I'd always have dinners for my family and my husband, and a lot of times he wasn't home for dinner, but I would save his dinner, even if he came home at 8. He was always working later than necessary. He was the first to be at the office and the last to leave. And if every home had parents that was there for their children, there for each other, then you have a good home. And also, it's important that kind of permeates into the neighborhood and into the town. I'd love to live somewhere that is just a loving neighborhood, a healthy neighborhood, that I don't have to worry about people that are involved with drugs or breaking into your home or superficiality. I want something that has substance and people care about each other.
So this is your first attempt at writing a book, correct?
Well, I started it in 2001, and I was compelled to write because of my experiences. And I've had a tremendous amount of distractions, and then I thought, well, maybe I won't have to write this. But things were not changing, and things were not getting any better. And I think I was supposed to write my book, and I don't want to just dwell on the fact that People say, Patty, why did you title it The Value of the Homemaker? People aren't going to want to read it, and not everyone will. And I said, well, I want it to be a tribute to homemakers. But I said, it really is about the dysfunction and corruption in unexpected places. And when I say that, I mean the corporate world that expects and takes too much of the husband or the wife that is traveling too much, and the demands that they make, and also the legal system. If you should get a divorce, how it's not about justice, it's not even about truth, but it's about making things as acrimonious as possible. And it's about protecting the family, and it's about getting our integrity and our morality back. You know, I'm really appalled at the violence that we have on television, the media, and it just grows and grows. It's like there is absolutely no boundaries, and I think that has to be addressed. And one thing about my book is that I was compelled to write, but because of all the distractions, I wasn't able to really touch on the seriousness of the courts, because my ex-husband, when we got divorced, it wasn't just a divorce. He did appeals. He fired his attorney and then hired the most ruthless financial attorney to appeal the settlement. And that went on for almost 10 years. And meanwhile, my attorney had moved into the U.S. Bank building and literally stopped working for me. So when I went to, I said, well, if you can't help me, I'll get a different attorney. Well, then I ended up having to represent myself, because when people realized who my ex-husband was, who his attorney was in U.S. Bank, they would have either a conflict of interest or be too busy. So I ended up having to represent myself, and there were times I really felt like I was not living in the United States. I thought it was in a foreign country. I thought, how could this be happening? And my ex-husband was a mergers and acquisition and banker specialist, and here he's appealing, and I was the homemaker. It didn't make sense to me.
Patty, what did you learn about yourself in the process of writing this book?
Well, what I learned was that, for me, I am stronger than I thought, and I also, I tried to write this book in the most compassionate and sensitive way, because I didn't want to make people angry. I just wanted people to realize that we all have gifts and talents, and they should be valued and appreciated. And just because we have gifts of making money and acquiring, it doesn't make us any more important. And also, if you do have those gifts of making money and building that monetary whatever, it's important to use it for the good, not for greed and to just for your own self-indulgence. So I don't know if I'm really doing this very well, but because this is not quite what I had expected. But, I really wrote to make a difference. And
do you feel you have? The people who have read it, have you made a difference with them?
Oh, I've just had tremendous response from people saying that, Patty, I can't believe that you could, everything that you have been through, that you could still see the beauty in things around you and still wanting to make that difference and help others. And that's what I wanted to do. I want people to be better. I want people to look at their ways and say, you know what, I didn't know by drinking so much or taking these pills and you know, you want to be the best that you can. And by letting, by not being healthy in mind, body, and spirit, then you let a dark element into your life, and that can erode you as a human being. And that's why we have to be careful what we let into our minds, what we eat, what we drink, and I always say too, moderation is the key. And I've had really good feedback from my book. So it's sometimes people said, Patty, they could relate. They could relate in some capacity. Maybe it was the fact that this happened to them as they were growing up, or maybe they had brothers and sisters, or they got married young, and their challenges, and also the fact that life changes, and sometimes we wish that we could have done things differently.
The book is called The Value of a Homemaker. The author is Patricia Zona. Patty, thank you very much for your time, and good luck with the book.
Well, thank you.